Right, let's have some notices. Okay.
Quite a few. Good morning. And a warm welcome to you all on St. Valentine's Day. This morning, as you can see, we are worshipping cafe style. Please help yourselves. Tea, coffee and squash are available in the foyer. And it's okay to move during this service and to refresh yourselves. I'm sorry, I'm looking for someone in particular. Remind me. Pastoral news. And it is sad news. Molly Boyle, Georgina's mum, has died. Her family were with her. There will be a quiet service for close family, and that will be followed by a service at St Paul's Church, Kingston, on Monday week, the 22nd of February, at 2 o'clock. Now we're moving into Lent and time. There are some pink notices at the back, which tell us about the Lent discussion, which is with the churches working together. And if you'd like to look for a bit more detail, there are a few leaflets here about what it will contain. Kingston's Winter Night Shelter is running, it's started, and it's especially for the entrenched homeless people. So it's a smaller event. We are going to be serving them on the last Sunday of February, the 28th. I do have some volunteers, but I am still looking for some more, and especially for the overnight shift. Thank you. At the back of the sanctuary, along with the pink, you'll now see a yellow too, and that is a questionnaire about the organ. I'm just going to read you a little bit of context. F.H. Brown, our organ builders, have advised that our organ is in need of refurbishment, costing, hold your breath, £260,000, including VAT. In their view, emergency maintenance, estimated at about £5,000, would enable the organ to remain playable for perhaps 3 years. The three-year period coincides with the expected Eden Walk redevelopment, during which major work on the organ would not in any case be advisable. So £5,000 expenditure would therefore buy us a three-year period for considering and researching our options. In that period, we would expect to gather information on potential grants for refurbishing the organ, and the costs of alternative, probably electronic alternatives. However, the first essential is to find out the views and wishes of our members and friends. And a group met on the 14th of January and proposed to put the following questions to you all. So please pick one up, give it some prayer and some thought. And they would like everything returned to the box at the back by the 6th of March. So we've got time to think and reflect before we respond. And finally, Teresa would like to say something.
Some of you may have been to the Rose to see Hetty Feather when it was here before. It's a dramatisation of a Jacqueline Wilson book. It's a very heartwarming tale, and it's very, very creatively told. It would appeal to anybody from sort of 7 or 8 upwards. And I've been telling various people how lovely it is because it's coming back for about 10 days, the second half of this month. And I suddenly realised that actually maybe we should get a little group together to go, and then some of you who wouldn't like to go by yourselves but would like to come in a group. So if you're interested in going to Hetty Feather, get in touch with me either by phone or by email, and then we'll see whether there's enough people to get a group booking or something like that. There's 2 or 3 people who've said they're definitely interested anyway, but let me know if you'd like to go. That's Hetty Feather at the Rose Theatre.
we're going to worship God, and we're going to worship God together, and we're going to worship God as we eat, as we sing, as we discuss, as we do some colouring in, as we are who we are. So it might be you get up and move around more than you might do ordinarily, and you know what? That is okay. Don't be anxious. Don't be anxious. We're just together worshipping God. And before we do anything else, let us do a big thank you to Jane, who is the provider of our food. Round of applause. Jane, did you notice Jane was doing that classical I'm really invisible walk? Did you notice that? Don't look at me, everybody. No, we are looking at you because we are really grateful. Thank you very much indeed. Thank you. Thank you. Woo! Two rounds of applause. Brilliant. So let's be still together. Come, say to God, who is our refuge and our fortress, in you, O God, we will put our trust. We're going to sing a couple of songs. The first one is Know That God Is Good. And it might be you can stand and it might be you can't. But as long as your heart is upstanding, that is what matters. So if you can stand, please do. And please be aware that as you are singing, the Bible will be brought in. You're right. Let's join together to pray. Gracious God, we bring our songs to you for you to bless the music that we offer. Gracious God, we bring our concerns for you to bless with your grace. Gracious God, we bring our lives to you for you to bless with your love. We bring all that we have, we bring all that we are. When we have taken bread from others, Christ of the wilderness, forgive us. When we have put popularity before integrity, Christ of the wilderness, have mercy on us. When we have taken your love for granted, Christ of the wilderness, humble us. Gracious Lord, we come to offer our worship. It pours from our hearts. It comes out in our hands and in our mouths. And the rest of our lives, it comes out in our feet, in our brains, that all of our lives would be worship. And to let that happen on this day, we stop. We think of you. Pour out your Spirit upon us, Lord our God. Lord, we pray. Amen. So what we're going to be doing today is looking at the text that is Luke chapter 4. And just to help us look at that text in a different way, the first way we're going to look at it is we're going to hear it sung. We're going to sing it ourselves, but this is a hymn that's new to us. So what's going to happen is Sulhi is going to play it through. Then the choir are going to sing the first verse. And then we're all going to sing it from the top, okay? And it might be when you're singing it, it's familiar text, it might be when you're singing it, something hits you that hasn't hit you before from the reading of it happens. So let's listen.
We are.
listen for the word of God from this text that we're going to hear, which Bessie is going to read to us.
Jesus returned from the Jordan full of the Holy Spirit and was led by the Spirit into the desert, where he was tempted by the devil for 40 days. In all that time he ate nothing, so that he was hungry when it was over. The devil said to him, "If you were God's son, order this stone to turn into bread." But Jesus answered, "The scripture says, human beings cannot live on bread alone." Then the devil took him up and showed him in a second all the kingdoms of the world. "I will give you all this power and wealth," the devil told him. "It has been handed over to me, and I can give it to anyone I choose. All this will be yours then if you worship me." Jesus answered, "The scripture says, worship the Lord your God and serve only him." The devil then took him to Jerusalem and set him on the highest point of the temple and said to him, "If you are God's son, throw yourself down from here. The scripture says, God will order his angels to take good care of you. It also says, then they will hold you up with their hands so that not even your feet will hurt on the stones."
So let's be still together for a moment. Lord our God, we've heard this text many times. May you speak freshly to us through one another. Lord, we pray. Amen. Now, we're going to look at this text. And as we look at it, we're going to be not fasting in the desert, but we're going to be... I'm rubbish at candles. Eating and drinking. And for somebody today, this is a special food. I suppose, Liz, you might share it with the rest of us. Do you want to take it home? Did I blow your cover by so should we sing happy birthday to Liz? Should we do it? Is Liam going to help you? Liam, could you come and help? No? You sure? Yeah, that's an excellent plan. I would say something about Mountain and Muhammad, but maybe that's not appropriate. Right, 3, 2, 1, block. Oh! So, you can take a wad of this cake with you, as you will. And... everybody else, please come and help yourself to something to eat, and then you will be given the text. If you need some more coffee or some more squash, please go and replenish your glasses and your cups. And we will have English language tables for most of the tables, but one of the tables will be a Korean language table. Right? Most of the tables will be English language tables, but there'll be one Korean language table. So you can choose to be in the Korean language table or not, and you can help yourselves to something to eat, something to drink, and help yourself some cake. Ready? On we go. Let's move it out, move it out, move it out. That's it. Yes, 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 yes. And now I'm going to hand out the texts. Excuse me. Thank you. Bethany, Bethany. Bethany, I need your help. Make sure everybody's got one of these. Everybody needs one of those. Text. 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 Yes. Well, it's a bit, yes, that's right. But like the Last Supper. Text. Oh, oh yeah, yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, sorry, man. Too bridge too far. No, I'm too far, too far, too much, too far. Text. Have you got one? Text. Anybody need the text? Have you got the text? Text. 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 There we are. Text. One for Barry. Text. Share. Hands up. Text. Three. It's good. Hand up if you haven't got a text. There we are. There we are. Are you sure? There we are. Here we are. It's two. You, sorry, sorry, Jean. Thank you. The question is, what does this text mean to you? There's no right answer, there's no wrong answer. What does this text mean to you? If you want to do it in English, this is most of the tables. If you want to do it in Korean, that's the table at the back. What does this text mean to you? And if you want to write down your wisdom, there are some pens. Because we want to know what you've got to say. Oops, throwing the pens away. Everybody got an English language text? Thank you. Yes. Thank you. You could read it again and then you could talk and listen to one another. What does this text mean to you? One more minute. One more minute. My friends, now what I'm not going to start is by putting this microphone round each of the tables. Thank you, Jesus. I can hear some of your faces saying, but the rest of us would be really interested in hearing what you heard God say through somebody else. You've all heard loads and loads of sermons on this. Did you have that Wesley thing about anybody feeling their heart warmed within them when somebody else spoke? Did anybody have a sense that, you know, that is something that needs to be shared with everybody? Not today. Yep, thank you.
I was just listening to Anne making a point that I'd not really thought about when I've read this before. Just the point that temptation is a continual thing. So as soon as Jesus had surmounted one temptation, there was another one and another one. And then at the end it says when the devil had finished tempting him, he left him for a while.
For a while, yes.
So it's just a continual lifelong thing.
Yeah, so it is clear that living with temptation is what it is. And the other thing about this passage is it makes it very clear it is not wrong to be tempted. It's not wrong to be tempted. So when you are tempted, do not think that at that moment you've fallen into sin. You're tempted. What you do with that is up to you, but it's not wrong to be tempted. Jane?
I think I gained from our table that a lot of people were saying that at that time Jesus was vulnerable after he'd come from being baptized, when he would be really ecstatic and buoyant, and then he was at his very low point when he went into the desert. But the Holy Spirit actually at that time was mentioned, and that was quite a powerful thing and something that we should remember today in the church.
And he was also vulnerable because he was hungry. And that's, you know, physical times. Sometimes you are vulnerable because of your physical condition.
Well, I heard someone say what they got from it is that temptation is everywhere, even in the small things like croissants. Yes, I've been realising this.
Yeah, it's true. Thank you. John?
Thank you. It says in one of the verses here that the devil told him he had handed over to me and I'll give it... It's got all the power in the world, apparently, and he can give it. That's obviously it's a lie. And I think that should be made a point of.
Right, that is fabulous. So, John's point is that the devil says... John's point is that the devil says, I have all power. And it's a lie. And we need to remember that. Because we do get suckered by that. We do get suckered by that. You're absolutely right. It's not, the world is not the devil's. Any other wisdom? I one thing I heard somebody say, I think it was Sally, you notice the replies that Jesus offered from the scriptures. Soaking yourself in the Word of God means that at those times when you are tempted, you can remember the truth that is in us. But you've got to be soaking yourself in those truths when life is going along pretty well and life is okay. And at that point, you are studying, you are reflecting, you are learning, so that when Hey, John, you can translate for me. What, anything come from your table particularly? Oh, I hate you, Leslie.
What?
Anything particular? You don't say no. Yeah. Up to the mouth, to your mouth, to your mouth. Yeah.
Yeah. When Jesus was tempted, we should know Jesus has full of Holy Spirit.
Yes.
That is important.
Yes.
When we are tempted, if we are awake with Holy Spirit, there is no problem.
Yeah.
That is key.
That's it. That's good. Can I just amplify what John said? He said that we need to be aware that Jesus is full of the Holy Spirit, and to know the Holy Spirit within you, That is key. Any others? So let us join together to pray for her. Let us pray. Just stay where you are. We thank you, Lord our God, that you speak to us through sacred texts that have been handed down to us, and also you remind us in our minds and hearts, and also through the wisdom of the scholars, and also through one another. Thank you. Amen. Right, we're going to sing. This is a hymn that you will know the tune, even if the words are new. Are the choir gathering back? Yes, you are. Cool. If you want to, if you've got room, you could stand to sing. Some people find standing. All right. Well, I'll tell you what we're going to do now. Change of plan. You're going to sing to us, and we're going to enjoy it because the computer's dead. I'm afraid, my friends, you're on. No, it's not in the hymn book. It's brand new. It's in the Methodist hymn book. Yeah, up again.
Thank you.
You wouldn't have got a smattering applause if the screen had been on, would you? No. Right, we're going to join together to pray. And we're going to pray for a whole range of things. If you have a sense of anything that you particularly feel that we should be praying for, I will tell you three stories of things from people in our community that one of Anne's PAs, their child is very unwell in Kingston Hospital. Pray for the child, for the hospital, the parents, the school, and for Hannah and Barry Brain, one of their friends has had a disabled child in recent days and weeks and months, and to pray for wisdom and insight for the medical profession and also strength and energy for the parents. And for me, I would tell you that last Monday just gone, the minister of Helensburgh United Reformed Church was teaching a guitar class and died. He was 58. So I would like you to pray for him, for his disabled wife. I would like you to pray for the Synod of Scotland, and I would like you to pray for Helensburgh United Reformed Church, who gathered this morning. Last week life was fine, and this week their minister is dead. Yeah, Bethany. Yeah, right. A big one, solidarity with the poor and the homeless in Britain. Anybody else? Liz. Ron's family, yeah, and Georgina, and Georgina's family. Yes, thank you.
Situation in the NHS.
NHS. Yeah. Right, let's pray. So let's hold up all these people, all these situations, the ones that we've spoken about and the ones that are too private for us to share in public. Let us place these concerns in Jesus' hands. And let us listen with wisdom to know that which we are called upon to answer our own prayers. For the poor, for those who are homeless, for all those that are bereaved, those who are ill in hospital, and the National Health Service itself. And that which we would offer in our hearts and minds. Lord, we pray in the name of Jesus. Amen. So let's continue our worship. Let's make our offering. So let us pray. Let us offer to God the week that is ahead. The temptations that will be ours. Let us offer to God our best. Symbolized with this money. Symbolized with our using of our talents and our skills. Receive the offering that we make, O God, in Jesus' name. Amen. We're going to sing I, the Lord of Sea and Sky, and Martin Virge, you are, thank you very much, Martin, you're a star of the show. If you can get in a huddle, one between 47, we will sing.
Thank you.
say the grace together. It might be that you know these words, it might be that you don't. If you don't know them, just feel the blessing. So we say, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all evermore. Amen. And please, there's food to be eaten and there's also clearing up to be done. Hooray!